Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
To declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Fear here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. We're talking about Anarchapoco 2024. As you hear, this has just started. It's going on right now, and you can watch live streaming of the events, and they put up the videos for later and so on, but a lot of news gets broke here. You know, a lot of things happening, and Acapulco just went through a freak weather war or something, you know, of a hurricane that just went through and plowed through. But Anarchapoco took care of their friends and families and alliances there and got a lot of goodwill. And there's big support that's been going on seventh, eighth year that they're doing this. And I've been to quite a few and emceed a couple, and it's been awesome. And awesome people. And a lot of times they just go and meet there to put on the event. A lot of people live down there. And when somebody comes down and they experience it, they stay. And a lot of stories of that we've done over the years. Now, Cat and Lily are the backbone behind this, you know, the stage managers, the all of the crew and everything. Kat's responsible for that, so she's like head CEO. Lily does a lot of work and a lot of the art and a lot of graphics and so on, and helps with that, and has her own, you know, Anarchaforco. It's her own event for, you know, it's kind of, you know, after it, it's a lot of the, you know, the people without the resources to pay for big tickets. This is not free. And then a lot of stories that come out of this, and they're all good friends of mine. And I just wanted to share this with you guys. Understand that a lot of this anarchism or voluntarism or agorism has a manifestation around the world, and Anarchapoco is a really good place to experience alternative ways of living your life that are just as high tech, just as low tech, just as quality of life, but without the mindset of seeking a permission slip. It's just, no, we're just going to live our life and avoid the state as much as possible. Other than sometimes you need a passport to get down there. So this is just a different mentality, and I wanted to share it with y'all. Then we have, you know, Javier Milei as an anarcho-capitalist got elected as Captain ANCAP. I mean, it wasn't a secret what he was advocating. He goes to the World Economic Forum in Davos, says, you guys all suck, okay? And, you know, freedom's the answer, what's the question? But this is one thing, you know, that I want to get your input on. What he did is he gave it in Spanish. Well, you have the translator, the subtitles. You go, wow, man, that's awesome. Then there's artificial intelligence. A couple days later, I'm emphasizing this on, you know, the show and on the site, is that it was in English, in his voice with his lips synced to the English words that was done with artificial intelligence. It was freaking awesome. And now this technology, they have English, Spanish, Japanese, and I think French. I wanted to do Arabic, like we did Arab Spring thing with the, you know, the Philosophy of Liberty deal. And I'm going, now let me show this to you. I'll let you comment on it while I pull it up. But this is a powerful tool that we could have Javier Milei in Spanish across the planet in all languages. And he did such a good job describing what's up. That speech in Spanish, I would DVD file, you know, memory key the crap out of your community. I mean, it's awesome. As an activist, I know you see, come on, the opportunity here, come on, you know. So I tell you what, I'll sponsor that. How can we do that?
Well, it makes me think it would be sure nice to have Ron Paul speaking in Spanish, you know, and other languages as well. He changed my life, his speeches.
Yeah, Donna, she's like, you know, he cured my apathy. You know, Donna was kind of like, yeah, da, 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 do it with my husband, da, 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 da. And then all of a sudden, boom, she was off on her own. Dr. Paul did it, you know. So this, just to have that example. So this is the infection of the liberty, the injection of this liberty infection into the bone marrow of the world philosophy is happening right now. And Lily and Kat are doing a great job of being an example of it. And it's evolved. You know, let's be the HBO special now of the next six episodes of We Whipping Ass. So what do you think is happening in 24? Give me from your, because, you know, I know both of you have a really good perspective on this, but Kat is a street activist like me. You know, she knows the impact of having a little speech here and what seeds get planted and whatever. So what do you think is going to happen in 24?
I see people waking up. My dad is coming to Anarchapulco this year. I mean, there is a mass awakening taking place. I have people from my high school that are paying attention to what is happening and are speaking out against things. And so I think it was really hard 15 years ago to get the message out, because we didn't have TikTok and Instagram and Facebook was really new and it was really belly to belly, heart to heart. You know, we had to be in person. Now, all of a sudden, this information is able to be spread almost instantaneously. You know, if there is a police officer assaulting a human being in the street, they're surrounded by live streaming cameras. You know, like, we were the only weirdos using Razor flip phones and Quick, you know, that later got bought by Skype to try and, you know, videotape police back in the day. Now, police are used to that. You get pulled over, I would guess that a lot of cops, based on what I'm seeing online, have cameras in their face the second they walk up to a vehicle. And, you know, I've always heard that singularity is the natural, like, evolution of where technology is going, that everyone's going to know everything about everyone. And I think 2024, we're reaching sort of a tipping point where everybody's going to know about all the tyranny and all the oppressive behaviors that are taking place, not just globally and politically, but inside homes. You
this
know?
Is how we like, have reached the point.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. But I think there's enough information sharing now that people are able to communicate, to ask for help, to show what's going on, and to hold people accountable. So I think a tipping point is being reached right now, something that I only dreamed about in 2006, 2007, 2008. I really think we are reaching an incredible point in human history where, you know, I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know how it's going to unfold, but something big is coming because too many people have too much information for it to continue down the path of tyranny and oppression.
Yep, 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 yep. Okay, Lil, what do you think? 24, is this it? Are you been around long enough? Are you old enough, experienced enough to know that? It's different now.
So I've technically only been known in the community for 9 years now, for 9 Anarchapulcos, but I was involved in the community when I was 18. So, and I was doing my own activism. It's just nobody knows about it because I was under my birth name, which is
Miranda. And we weren't live streaming back then.
We weren't live streaming back then. You know, like, I'm the girl, I ran, like, a Students for Sensible Drug Policy chapter, and we hosted a Peace Day thing, and somebody who is, I don't know if you remember Invisible Children, but, like, they were, like, advocating for military intervention in Uganda for peace, and I protested my own event because I told them, if you show up, I'm protesting, and they showed up, so we protested. But all that being said, like, I think 2024, there is a huge shift, and I'm kind of a nerd for numerology, and 2024, 2 plus 2 plus 4 is 8, and 8 is all about karma. And it's causing a huge shift in the world, like, for better or for worse. Like, if you've been a shitty person taking advantage of people, this is going to be the year that you kind of have to pay back for that. And the opposite of that, if you've just been being a good person, taking care of your community, you're going to have a good year. It's going to be a good year. And there's a lot that's happening this year. As far as Anarchapulco is concerned, this being my 9th one this year, it feels the best. And I know I'm biased because I have my circus performances I'm doing, and that's my passion. But, like, just the people that are coming.
Excuse me for a second. Kat, move the camera just a little bit. The sun's starting to
hit. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, we're outside, obviously.
Yeah.
Center you guys a little bit if you can, but... You're doing it wrong. There you go. Okay, that's better.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lily.
So, yeah, it's one of those things where this is definitely going to be the best Anarchapulco we get. It's also the most important because of the hurricane. You know, we did briefly consider moving it to another city. We considered Mexico City. We considered Puerto Vallarta. And we pretty quickly realized that it would be kind of a shitty thing to have these all these connections here built and then to just abandon them when they actually need us to be here. You know, Acapulco thrives on tourism, and without it, it would be just totally screwed. So it's important for that, but it's also just like the 10-year... It's a culmination of all of the stuff that we've been working on for so many years, and I'm really excited to see what happens. I think that the world, you know, whatever happens in the world as a whole, I can't necessarily say. But what I can say is our community is strong enough to where even if we reach total tyranny in the world somehow, we are still going to have each other. Like, I know for sure. And it's something that I'm so excited about being able to travel again soon is I have a worldwide community of people. I have people in every continent where all I have to do is tell them that I'm coming, and I know they will let me into their house. And I know this because they've already told me, hey, if you come to the UK, hey, if you come to, you know, Serbia or places in Africa, or if you're in Argentina, come to my house. You can stay with me. And
you know, I want to emphasize this, this community thing like that, because senior year, my youngest daughter, she went to Europe, and I'm not feeling cute little blonde girl going to, you know, that's, you know, and she was with, you know, high school friends and so on. So we called a lot of people that we know, and International Society for Individual Liberty, I knew had chapters around. So, and it would be hotel owners, you know, it would be, you know, cab owners, it'd be business owners that were in the community. Yeah, you know, here's my number in this country, in Greece and Italy and whatever, you know, give me a call. It's what. So now my oldest daughter and her family are going to do a European tour and going to Scotland, and they're, you know, whatever. And they were thinking, they called Donna and I to come over, and they go, all right, you know, what's really going on in the world? We kind of said, man, we're not feeling comfortable about this. War in 24, you said, man, it's all coming the way you were saying. And I go, go, screw them, you know, go. you know, but I you know, don't be stupid, you know, but I'll, you know, keep the kids on a leash. I mean, you put your little iPod, whatever the heck, and track your kid. Got a cute little Scandinavian blonde kids, you know, going around, you know, because he's from Sweden. So I'm just going, yeah, they're targets. But, you know, go ahead and go. Just be careful, and I'll get you a lot of contacts. So we were able to, you know, kind of replicate that and add some more and so on. You go to Narcopoco, hell, there's a whole bunch of people from there. You know, the Arizona Project, young entrepreneurs from all over. We will get you taken care of. If you belong to the Liberty community, what is, you always feel you're at home no matter where you go.
Yep.
They're already good people. They already are generous. They already want to understand. And they already know that you're not going to take advantage of the situation, or you wouldn't have been recommended by the people that they recommend. So this is, it is a very tight, loving, compassionate, on the same page community. And it's going exponential this way. I think you want, I remember there was a young activist during the Levolution in the 08. He goes like this. He goes, I get it. He goes, you want one world government? We'll just give them one world revolution. And I go, oh, that's my sig line for a while. I was like, oh, that's good. That's good. One of the things, I wanted, this is what I wanted to show you. Here is Javier Milei. He gave this in Spanish. Okay? Now watch his lips. I just put it at, now, 19 minutes because he was saying some cool stuff. We'll run this for like, I don't know, 10 seconds, a minute, whatever, until he gets boring.
Where, with different names or forms, good parts of the politically accepted offers in most Western countries are generally collectivist variants. Whether they openly declare themselves as communists, fascists, Nazis, socialists, social democrats, national socialists, Christian Democrats, Keynesians, Neo-Keynesians, progressives, populists, nationalists, or globalists. In the end, there are no substantive differences. Everyone argues that the state should control all aspects of individuals' lives. All define a model contrary to the one that led humanity to the most spectacular progress in its history. We are here today to extend an invitation to the other Western countries to resume the path towards prosperity. Economic freedom, limited government, and unrestricted respect for private property are vital for economic growth.
You feel me?
Yeah, that's wild. It even gave him the accent. That makes me happy.
It's his voice.
Yeah.
It's his voice. AI is good. See, that's what they, ooh, we're going to have AI. We're going to take over the planet. We're going to kick some voluntarist ass now. You know? And I'm going, No.
AI is cool.
We take these
AI
tools and we're going, yeah, it's a tool. And we're going to beat the living crap out of you guys with it. So this, they have no idea. They don't understand. You know, like the internet's another way, a mechanism. We're going to TikTok everybody and it's going to be under the rule of, kind of, I'm going, yeah, you know, you have no idea the creativeness of activists like us that can take advantage of this. When I saw this, I go, oh, it's like, I remember, this is the feeling I had, Kat. It was like in 96, we were, had the concept of Freedom's Phoenix. You know, we knew that, it, you know, whatever. And I said, when video hits the internet, 96, video hits the internet, you dumb kid. It's gonna, you know, that's never, you know, bandwidth of whatever. It takes 3 minutes to download a freaking JPEG. You think it's going to be a video hits the internet? You don't know nothing. And I'm going, yeah, whatever. When video hits the internet, that's why we started Freedom's Phoenix in 05. That was the year YouTube started. So we go, here we go. Here we go. Why? For stuff exactly like that. This is going to be, now, think about it. It's not like Bonefill and Narcopoco and Acapulco there area hasn't heard that Javier Milei, the anarchist, anarcho-capitalist, won Presidente of Argentina. Argentina used to be like the jewel of freaking the planet. It was like sad. It was one of the top leading countries. It took 100 years for them to beat the crap out of them, which he talks about. So this, in Spanish, the original, can go to local people there. How might we do that? Well, what would Ernie do? Let me see. Okay.
DVDs.
Okay, now I was thinking of that, you know, but it, you know, now memory keys or something, now it's as simple as having a cool card with a QR code that you just scan with your phone that just starts playing.
Yeah. Okay.
what would happen if I sent JNU down there, I just mailed it to you, some nice printing cards that we do that, you know, that the QR code goes to that and that speech.
I love it.
Oh, see, this is how stuff happens. This is how it happens. What would be the impact in Spanish, somebody that won as president? Now they're going to go after and, I don't know, shoot or whatever the hell, you know, positive waves, man. Doesn't matter. Because he won. He already, it's already done. The people supported this. What, the status, you know, World Economic Forum BS? Done. Next. Cat. It gives credibility and an example and understanding of the tip of the wave that Anarcapoco is already on for the local people. Because people always go, ooh, we're going to ride this wave. We're going to ride this wave. No, we're going to ride this wave. Ernie goes, a big wave. Go get it. Get you. Start paddling. Here comes the wave. We'll make it to the beach. Beach? I want to go to the Mississippi. I mean, I need a tsunami. Okay? When the tsunami comes, I start paddling and we going. All right? This is the tsunami. This is it. It's darkest before the dawn. Of course it is. Because they have to build and it just rises up. And what's the logo for, you know, right here? 2024 Reborn. Freedom is rising. I'm thinking 24. So when they came up with this logo, you know, who did that? Who was pushing that?
Well, Jess liked the Reborn saying, and I liked the Phoenix rising, and we worked with Kelsey Page, and she designed the whole logo. I wasn't really bought into Reborn, but it's, you know, Jess Rodeo, so I was like, fine, let's do that. But then the hurricane happened, and I'm like, wow, Jess. You really know.
Yeah, he told me that. He said nobody was really supportive. What the hell? You know, and I go, man, it's awesome. You know, I'm clairvoyant. I'm going, yeah, 24 is it, man. Here we go. You know, all right. So this is what I, you respond to this, I'll go find, you know, what I think I'll send out because we already have a project here that we were working on. But the, so now, is there a long-term goal for anarchy and the philosophy that you just want to espouse there and people have a touchstone of going there? Or, like, I'm glad you didn't go to Puerto Vallarta and you stayed there because you have a perfect neon flashing example of there. And then the man did their, I don't know, their weather bomb of whatever, to steer it and go wipe out in Acapulco. Bring it! Bring it! Woo-hoo-hoo! We need a Phoenix anyway, you know? So this is awesome. So you have a local community that the Spanish-speaking community there, the local owners, are they starting to come in? They want to integrate a little bit more? Do you have locals that are volunteering? Do you have, you know, because like Danny speaks enough Spanish and always taking care of the Marsh Orphan kids, and they became a hub of a lot of activity. They got a bunch of little hand stuffing bags, you know, doing stuff. So I can see it's like a neon flashing example. Uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead and back up your 18-wheeler of lemons. I'll show you how to make lemonade, you know? So this has been awesome. So tell me, you know, the plans for the future, what you guys think is going to happen. I say it's all right.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA Wednesday news update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says rooting out Hamas is not just a win for Israel, but also a win for the Palestinian people. This as casualties continue to mount.
The most important power that has to remain in Israel's hands is overriding security control in the area west of the Jordan. That includes Gaza. Otherwise, history has shown terrorism comes back.
Netanyahu spoke on ABC's This Week. Also says he's fine with an autonomous Palestinian state as long as that entity has no ability to have an army or make deals with other countries to get weapons. The medals for the Paris 2024 Olympics will feature a unique addition, a small fragment of iron sourced from the Eiffel Tower. This inclusion commemorates 100 years since Paris last hosted the Olympic Games. The iron pieces are taken from sections of the iconic Eiffel Tower that were removed during various renovations over the past century. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network. Today we're talking to Kat and Lily from Anarchapoco.com, Anarchapoco 2024. This is, 7th, 8th year, and it's been an interesting ride to have people that understand what the fundamental problems are with people in relationship with government and whether it should even be one. And it's in Acapulco, and it's been a pleasure for me to go, and I've emceed the event a couple of times, and it's been interesting to see how these relationships build, where they come from, how they overlap, they found their people, and how it's been an inspiration around the world, because the world goes to this thing. Let's go ahead and continue our conversation with Kat and Lily, the managers of Anarchapoco. Their area hasn't heard that Javier Milei, the anarchist, anarcho-capitalist, won Presidente of Argentina. Argentina used to be like the jewel of freaking the planet. It was one of the top leading countries. It took 100 years from the beat the crap out of them, which he talks about. So this, in Spanish, the original, can go to local people there. How might we do that? Well, what would Ernie do? Let me see. Okay.
DVDs.
Okay, now I was thinking of that, you know, but it, you know, now memory keys or something, now it's as simple as having a cool card with a QR code that you just scan with your phone and it just starts playing.
Yeah. Okay.
what would happen if I sent J. Lou down there, I just mailed it to you, some nice printing cards that we do that, you know, that the QR code goes to that in that speech.
I love it.
Oh, see, this is how stuff happens. This is how it happens. What would be the impact in Spanish of somebody that won as president? Now they're going to go after him, I don't know, shoot or whatever the hell, you know, positive waves, man. Doesn't matter. Because he won. He already, it's already done. The people supported this. World Economic Forum BS, done. Next. Cat. It gives credibility and an example and understanding of the tip of the wave that Anarchapoco is already on for the local people. Because people always go, ooh, we're going to ride this wave. No, we're going to ride this wave. Ernie, go, it's a big wave. Go get it. Get your, start paddling. Here comes the wave. We'll make it to the beach. Beach? I want to go to the Mississippi. I mean, I need a tsunami, okay? When the tsunami comes, I start paddling and we going, all right? This is the tsunami. This is it. It's darkest before the dawn. Of course it is. Because they have to build, and it just rises up. And what's the logo for, right here? 2024 Reborn. Freedom is rising. I'm thinking 24. So when they came up with this logo, you know, who did that? Who was pushing that?
Well, Jeff liked the Reborn saying, and I liked the Phoenix rising, and we worked with Kelsey Page, and she designed the whole logo. I wasn't really bought into Reborn, but it's, you know, Jeff's rodeo, so I was like, fine, let's do that. But then the hurricane happened, and I'm like, wow, Jeff. You really know.
Yeah, he told me that. He said nobody was really supportive. What the hell? You know, and I go, man, it's awesome. You know, I'm clairvoyant. I'm going, yeah, 24 is it, man. Here we go. You know, all right. So this is what I, you respond to this, I'll go find, what I think I'll send down, because we
awesome.
Already have a project here that we were working on. But the, so now, is there a long-term goal for anarchy and the philosophy that you just want to espouse there and people have a touchstone of going there? Or, like, I'm glad you didn't go to Puerto Vallarta and you stayed there because you have a perfect neon flashing example of there. And then the man did their weather bomb of whatever, to steer it and go wipe out in Acapulco. Bring it! Bring it! Woo-hoo-hoo! We need a Phoenix anyway, you know? So this is awesome. So you have a local community that the Spanish-speaking community there, the local owners, are they starting to come in? They want to integrate a little bit more? Do you have locals that are volunteering? Do you have, because like Danny speaks enough Spanish and always taking care of the Marsh Orphan kids, and they became a hub of a lot of activity. They got a bunch of little hand stuffing bags, you know, doing stuff. So I can see it's like a neon flashing example. Uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead and back up your 18-wheeler of lemons. I'll show you how to make lemonade, you know? So this has been awesome. So tell me, you know, the plans for the future, what you guys think is going to happen at the local community level.
With the locals here, I think as long as we continue to do the event, please, Jeff, we love it. we will just continue to grow together into the community, merging together. Actually, today I go meet with the Department of Tourism here in Acapulco. They want to meet. I guess Anarchapulco is on their radar. We think probably...
Wait. They contacted you?
Yeah.
We need to... We see you got... Ooh, we're going to make some. You want some help? I'll show you some help. We're going to get it. Really?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Explain that. How did that happen?
The contact came through the Jardín, and I believe it's because we were the first people here in Acapulco on the ground handing out aid, and a lot of it was handed out... in our merchandise. I mean, we gave away literally all of our canvas bags, all of our water bottles, all of our t-shirts. I mean, we just gave away everything that we had. And so, you know, the Anarchapoco logo is in thousands all across the local area here in Bonfil, Barra Vieja, and in Acapulco itself. So I suspect that put us on their radar.
Yeah, I had to have. But also, we've been doing stuff here for years, and I remember, I'm not sure if it was Department of Tourism, but when I threw the first Anarcoforco, the property we held it at was the Centro de Convenciones in Acapulco, which is a government building. And before they would let us hold the event there, we had a meeting with the government, which, you know, two fugitive anarchists having a meeting with the government. Okay, cool. And they were basically like, so, like, what is this about? Like, what's happening here? And I'm like, oh, well, we actually don't know. We're going to figure it out, because the whole point of the fork is for people to contribute what they want to see. And I'm like, well, we'll see. We don't know. But it's about freedom and, you know, liberty and anarchy and... But who knows? And then by the end of the conversation, they're like, okay, you can hold the event here. And then by the end of the event, we had people from the venue, because we told them, like, if you want to come, you can come in for free. And we had people from the venue, so from the government, attending Anarcoforco in 2018, just, like, coming to the workshops and some of them were in your essential oils thing, and they were like, wow, these essential oils are amazing.
So I just want to know, how much did it cost you guys to get, you know, the hurricane machine to make the hurricane go there?
I'll ask.
Okay.
I will say this, Ernie. For me personally, you know, I have a long-term goal of a decentralized geography, which I think I've done a good job of manifesting. I feel that, you know, if we are so stuck in one place that it's like, I'm going to get my guns and defend my territory, it's very easy to lose all of that. And if you have deep roots in multiple places, and sort of like what you were talking about, there's a global community. I know I have shallow roots everywhere, but I'm working really hard to dig deep roots here in Acapulco and in Mexico. And I believe that this provides greater freedom to my family. I started out as a parent with children who were essentially undocumented. They're no socials, their birth certificates. We didn't sign. The midwife put baby girl, baby boy on it. We eventually got them passports that say baby girl and baby boy, my older two kids. And it was actually Luis Fernando Mises, one of our speakers many years in a row. He said to me, Kat, as I was talking about coming to Anarcapulco, what do I do with the kids? They don't have passports. How are they going to travel? And he said, Kat, I think your principles are getting in the way of your freedom. And so I got my kids' passports, and we've been able to travel, and I feel more free. And so now we're working on our permanent residency and our Mexican passports, and I want to have access to this part of the world. And my husband's Italian, and so I'm entitled, and my daughter and my children are entitled to Italian passports, which will give us access to that part of the world. So for me, one of the beautiful things about Anarcapulco is that it introduces me to the people, the resources, and the methodologies of creating a decentralized geography for myself that actually gives me more freedom. So, you know, it's a totally different approach. I started out undocumented with my kids, and now I'm moving into how many pieces of paper can I get so that I can travel as freely as possible from place to place. And if something happens in Texas, I've got community here in Bonneville. If something happens in Bonneville, I've got community in Italy. I've got community in Missouri, where I'm from, right? And so for me, I'm really trying to dig deep roots here, and I think something that Anarcapulco can provide for people is that opportunity. We do have people who live here locally year-round. They came for the event, they fell in love with it, and they're here year-round. You can have that choice, too. Or, like Lily, you can go live somewhere else in Mexico. So there's a ton of Canadians, Australians, Americans, and like you said, it's a lot of English-speaking countries, so a lot of, you know, under the rule of the crown. But it's an opportunity to expand your freedom by working on things like temporary or permanent residency here in Mexico. So I want to say that, because that's not like a mission of Anarcapulco's, but it's a blessing that comes with being a part of Anarcapulco, is that you do realize, wow, I don't have to do a lot to have access to this part of the world and to start digging roots in another place. So that way, if something does happen where I'm from, I have somewhere else to be.
So it's, again, if you're using, the state for freedom, I can understand your principles get in the way of your freedom. Okay, I'll get to do that. It's kind of like, you know, I'm old enough now. I'm 62. So I get Social Security. I get Social Security, but I got to fill out a government form. I'm like, nah, I just don't. Come on, Ernie. Don't let your principles get in the way of your good, your money getting it back. You know,
that's right.
So I'm like, we'll see. But the Kat will understand this. I'm sure Lily too, but I mean, Kat has some personal experiences kind of stuff. All right, this is what we did. I'm going to tell you this is what we're going to do for you guys. Open source education, James Corbett and I do a show every other week for years. And I said, look, man, what I need is exactly this Javier thing in Mexico. I need to have the context of what's coming understood by people in America, certainly in Arizona, my state. When we came back around Halloween, you know, we're back now. We're in Arizona. So I go, it's, you know, I'm back. What will I do? Okay. So we do the trash can flyer thing, and this is what we did for Christmas. You may remember these cards from back in the day. We do the love cards. We know the truth dot online. Okay, well, what's on the back? The love illusion. We know the truth online, and that QR code goes to we know the truth dot online, which forwards to. Oh, yeah, we have the trash can flyer. Sorry, Miss Jeff, they dumped the trash can flyer. We put this on there. We search your trash. And the money shot is this down here. It says, to receive your free CBDC wallet, you may be required to update your vaccination status and register your firearms. For more information, call these numbers, which is the newsroom at the radio, television, the newspaper, and all that kind of crap. So we're just pissing them off, right? So it's aztiphotline.info. We started this back in 08 during the level of, anyway. So we're printing all these up. We do the cards. These cards go on, you know, like a Trump events or parking lots down at the government, and then these are the flyers. And then, you know, this is like we're putting them on, you know, the trash cans. Well, this becomes a thing, okay? But what we did is it went to opensourceeducation.online, which is this. This is Corbett's thing that, you know, to promote, you know, century of enslavement, learn about this, learn about that, learn about, no, they're going to have some stupid commercial thing. I don't know. But anyway, it goes to Corbett yakking this about that and so on. So to get the context of what's going on, how it would apply to you.
Here's the truth about the coming food crisis. This might be your only warning. According to official reports, dangerous.
Okay, so it goes to, now it's going to have another commercial, screw them. But anyway, so it goes to Corbett explaining what this open source education thing is about. Now, oh yeah, this is the company that did that AI thing, HeyGen.com. Yeah, you need to, you know, that's for grins and giggles. Now, we have this, these cards, we do the PDF of it, we have the template, all this to do. Now, if I was to change this QR code here on this and kind of change, we'll come up with something for Anarchapoco, and I send Jay down with this, and that QR code goes to the Javier Malay English and Spanish version that we have on there, you know, then they get exposed in Spanish by a president in Argentina of exactly what you guys are about. You feel me?
I love it.
Come on. Ernie's there and I'm not even there. So, all right, I'll start on that. We'll get the dates out before we get done here. The dates of when Anarchapoco is and where they get the tickets and everything. Go.
Yeah, okay. So our opening day, the opening party is on Sunday the 11th, a week from yesterday. I don't know when this airs. And then the event runs the 12th through the 16th at the Harding. That's Monday through Friday. And, of course, we have retreats before, retreats after. Jeff is doing a TDV summit the weekend before. He is doing a Game Changers summit the weekend after. So, and then the Forco runs. So, you know, the main event is the 11th through the 16th. And there's all sorts of stuff sandwiched on both sides.
Okay. Do you have printers down there? I could just send a PDF and they just print stuff?
Yep.
Yeah, of course. So we wouldn't do that. And I'll go ahead and get that ready. Damn, you're going to make me work, man. You know, this works. You know, this works.
We love you, Ernie. Thank you.
Well, you can see from my perspective, and I know you and Lily being activists, that you understand the power of this. You know, that you have in Spanish everything that you guys are advocating. I mean, he's still elected president, but, you know, whatever. But the, don't let your principles get in the way of your freedom. I mean, you know.
Hey, we have Ron Paul come. You know, we get it.
Right. Okay, I'm willing to do that. You know, and I'll get them down there one way or another. But the commitment for me doing this, I'll make it nice little, like, business cards or something. You just have to have that QR code, and we'll put, on the side. All right, this is what we'll do. This, the top side here, the love part, we'll put that.
Yeah.
So I need the artwork for that. Okay? So, you know, do you have a PSD file of this or PDF?
Yeah,
just send me a high. Lily, thank you. Send me the high res version of this, and that will be on one side, and then that will be that side, and then the back side will be this, and we'll put the code. I don't know what should go on the back side here. You think the revolution or Narcopoco? We'll make it a Narcopoco revolution. You know, I tell you what. You come up with a design with the other side done. You come up with the design here. I'll create the page, you know, to where it can go, and I'll have the Javier thing taken care of, and make sure that get the QR code. We'll work it out. You know, we got to do it now, though. You know,
okay.
I got to send it, boom, get down to the printer, come out, we'll do business card. We've done this before. You know, it's just a thing. And you can get, God, how many hundreds, thousands, or whatever you think we should print. You know, business cards, you can get a bunch of them, and you get them nice glossy, and we'll make it nice. And this will just permeate Bonefill and Anarchapoco.
Yes.
Yeah, give it all the cabs. Give them stacks to all the drivers. You know, put a stack on the coffee table at the hotel of the, you know, the concierge. Saturate the living crap out of the area with that, and they understand. You see my point? All right, I'm feeling it. See, this is how this activism stuff starts, man. And we weren't even high. You know, I just, you know.
Thanks.
Well, we know.
As far as I know. So this has been awesome. I'm glad we got to have this conversation. I think people get an idea of the kind of things and the atmosphere that happens in Anarchapoco and why I've been so supportive of festivals like this. And Anarchapoco is one of my favorites. And it's been so inspiring to have it continue during the lockdowns, during COVID. It was Jackalope, Pork Fest, Anarchapoco were the only ones that I know that could. I think Midfest, you know, did too, one of the offshoots of Jackalope. And I'm going, it was us that go, we don't care. You know, it's not. So then you have the video. I don't know if you've seen this. This is awesome. I might include that. It was Klaus Schwab years ago. He gets up and he goes, it's not, I swear, this is less than a minute. And he goes like this. He goes, it's not enough that we be in charge of the system. It's not enough that we, you know, get all the positions in charge of the system, because there are those libertarians that are anti-system. We got to take care of them, you know. He said it. I was like, say it! Make him say it. Make him say it, you know. Well, he said it. It's them damn libertarians, they're anti-system. So it doesn't matter if we get in charge of the system, they're going to be against us anyway. And I'm like, you guys don't get it, man. So this is awesome. You know, go ahead and, Lily, you know, give some final statement that you do, and then Kat, and then we'll end it. But this has been fun. Thank you very much. Go ahead, Lily. What do you want to tell everybody?
Just come down to Anarchapoco, and if you can't, find ways to bring Anarchapoco to you. That's really all I can think of. And just love the people around you. And if you're dealing with coercive, shitty people in your life, you should probably remove them so you can attract in people that would never try to tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm. Kat?
Well, I look forward to seeing everybody who's coming. For those of you who are not, we do have a virtual feed where you can follow along and watch all the presentations. And we actually have some exclusive virtual content that airs at night that the people in attendance, they don't see until they go home and watch the replay. So virtual feed is a really great opportunity. Anarchapopo.com, check us out. We look forward to seeing you, if not this year, hopefully next year.
And I got work to do. Damn it. I knew that was going to happen. You know? So, Lily, please, send me that artwork at ASAP. I will go ahead, and I'll have Donna take, because I don't trust addresses of other, as soon as you do this, they go, oh, we're shutting that down. Well, they can't shut us down, or IPFS, or whatever. We do all the stuff that we're doing for exactly this reason, that they can't get in there and stop it. So we'll have it downloaded and backed up and on MP4. Donna creating her own page. God, they suck it, because they're going to be able to access this information. Then we're going to have that artwork done. We'll send it down to get printed. Boom. And even before the event, start slinging it all over. Everybody will know. You know, this is just awesome. Awesome. That's a great idea I just had. So I want to make sure that we get to have some fun. Narcopoco. Our Narcopoco 2024. Just go, you'll see up there. It's narcopoco.com. You get all the information. Ladies, thank you very much for spending time with me this morning. I feel so much better. I'm energized for the rest of the day. We're going to go whip us some ass.
Thanks, Ernie. Right. We love you.
Love you guys too. Peace.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810.
800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.